morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. It's good to be back on a short week, even though I'd have traded in, taken yesterday morning for a regular flight home. It would have been nice. Guy just emailed me and said, we had a similar experience Sunday at breakfast. I've got the worst COVID, too. Seated close to the cash register at the restaurant, and a geriatric in her late 70s was paying her bill. And I looked over and noticed a foot-long dribble of snot connecting her nose to the counter.
Oh, God, damn it.
Damn allergy season. Said she had no clue until she moved her head to the left and it kind of ripped up and whipped back into her face. Clerk saw it, sanitized the counter immediately with Clorox. Yep, that's what you got to do. You want to hear the biggest, maybe, this should be in a movie. This is like the biggest dick move. Like, these are those moments in a movie where the person you're supposed to hate does something. Yesterday I was at Tactical Black. This is, I giggled about this the whole way home. So one of the trainers there who's absolutely ridiculously good, they're all great, but Tony Sprague is like, I kind of idolize his abilities. He's so fast. He's everything I can't be because he's wiry, he's fast, he's strong. And his son goes there, and his son is named Sonny. I think Sonny's 17. And Sonny's going to be a trainer, too. So he comes to my workouts, and I work with Sonny a lot. And Sonny's a pipe cleaner, and he's strong, and he's ginger. You know, he's just a freak. So we're doing this thing yesterday. And even thinking about it, I'm laughing. I'm sweating, and we're working hard. And I'm learning this move where it's on the ground, and it's an arm bar, and you got to get your leg up over the guy's head and pull that. So it's just too quick. Snap moves, and then you get your legs over the guy's head on the ground, and you push down and basically break his elbow. And so we're working on this thing. Well, I get my leg over his head just fine, and I hear him going, oh, oh. I'm thinking, because he's like, oh, that my, I know exactly what happened. My backs of my knees are sweating so hard that his face went smack into the back
into
of my
crease.
Knee, and I mean just ate swamp sweat, right? It happens when you're in close quarters and you're in, you know, the fight. So I have him pinned. I let go of his arm, and I'm just reaching under my knee now and just rubbing it on his face. And I can feel how wet his face is. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, gotcha. And I'm rubbing it in that ginger hair. He's like, no, stop, stop. And Tony's dad goes, you're going to have to wash that. And I'm like, I wasn't putting a lot on there. And he goes, no. Evidently, I clipped his nose. It was just gushing blood. So there I am. Well, the guy's worried whether his nose is broken or not. He's going, and rubbing snot all over the wound or sweat all over the damn wound. So then a few seconds later, he comes back. He's a trooper. Nose not broken, just a little blood. And he gets back into the guard over the top of another guy, his dad, Tony. And Tony, you know, is given a move example, showing like, here's how you do this next thing. And he starts to laugh, and one of those big red snot.
The glop.
The glops comes falling out of
with
little,
a piece of brain.
We're canceled, and then everybody just scrubbing the floors. It was gross. But I felt like it was hilarious, but I felt just terrible. Like, nah, I didn't know he was hurt. And I'm rubbing more sweat into his eyes because it was
insult
a
injury. Nice.
Dick move. Yeah. But on the drive home, I just kept laughing about how funny that was. Anyway, I got an email from Gregory. Now, remember, Gregory was the guy who emailed us a picture of himself and saying, if I'm dressed like a woman, do I pass your test? Do I look like a woman? And I think all of us were like, hey, like a middle-aged lady. I think you pass with flying colors. I'm not sure I'd question that. He likes to dress up like a woman. Some people listening do. Don't be judgy. Yeah, it's weird, but... says, dear John, I miss you when you're gone. I need a little heads up if you're going to take vacation. That would mean something to me. If your goal is to always leave us wanting more, you've succeeded. I listened to the podcast, so I'm just assuming vacation, and I missed the announcement. I won't ramble on like I normally do, but if you ever actually disappeared, I'd be sad. about that? Oh. Well, I'm going to because I got the world's worst COVID. There's no question about it. It hadn't hit me yet, but I got it. You should have your cuck make a Reddit account, at least every show schedule for fans like me, which isn't a bad idea. Although I can't imagine many people would go check our schedule like we're flights. I always worry that someone who doesn't like you did something stupid to you over a weekend. He lives in constant fear that I'm going to be murdered for saying dumb stuff. Maybe by that church glass. Like, if you see a woman dressed like a stained glass church window and I end up dead, it's her. If I never get to hear your beautiful voice again in a contemporary context, I won't make it. It's been a weird week for me. I was looking forward to the show. It always fills a social void for me I can't explain. The best off is like having a jerk session to a video I've already watched.
I watched
it because it's good. I'm just not as unfulfilled. Love you and the boys regardless. I hope your time off is enjoyable. I emailed him back and said, I was just a flight schedule delay. Messed up the whole Monday. And he said, the fact you responded assures me that you're the best. Talk to you tomorrow. Isn't that interesting?
He's of the 50% that realized it was best of yesterday.
Now, there were a lot of people who did. I'm going through my emails right now.
Enjoyed the show yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people emailing in, like, playing along. I'm fine with that. I mean, those giant bumpers, best of, probably should have clued you in. But they didn't.
It's always weird getting those emails and they start talking about something that's on the best of. It's like, I was sleeping. I don't know.
I'm looking.
What Toledo put in.
When I was going through them this morning, I'm like, oh, yep. They didn't know. And you'll occasionally get a text from somebody while the best of's going. Yeah. It's like, ah, my brother did that once. I'm like, what are we talking about? Huh? Oh, I just realized it's a best of. I'm idiot.
A lot of discussion about the Hilton manager toe sucker from last year.
I don't remember. What's that?
A guy woke up in his Hilton hotel room to a manager sucking on his toes.
Oh, right. Pruning his toes.
Yep. So there's a lot of discussion about that yesterday. Like Brady said, well, a little more than half of them didn't realize it was a replay.
There's a lot of people. Well, it's good.
No,
we don't need to tell
perfect.
Them. That's
why we play it at a different time.
It makes me feel real good about contract negotiations to say, can we just play a bunch of old stuff for a week or two at a time and never say it's best of? It's going to be weird that Eric's back now and again, but can we just...
we pick and choose.
I know. Yeah, we'll find those moments. Can you just edit in when I go, hey, Eric, Brett? Or I just kind of pump over it? Brett.
The answer to that is yes.
It's going to be strange when Norm MacDonald's back and this must be a best of. No.
Oh, we've done that.
I know.
We've done the dead week.
Look, all we need to do is play last Friday's Guadalupe Squares Girl to make you guys realize how manipulative we could be if we wanted to a lot of this audience. We've done some things in the past, but.
Devin, Jesse, our old front desk girl, things we got by them.
Jesse spent an hour of her day once trying to convince people that JFK was calling for Fitz. And Fitz
Count
would
Dooku
Fitz,
called.
Oh, plenty of them. Fitz would constantly bother her with, like, I'm from the studio to the front desk to tell her to I need you to, he's here in the building, could you just page him? Who? Mahatma Gandhi?
Oh, sure.
And you'd hear it.
Mahatma Gandhi, please see Fitz. Commissioner, come to the front desk.
Remember how that started with you getting on the phone in Flanick's room and paging Ron Croft
constant,
with famous people?
Doing impressions of other people and then bringing down the dumb. Ron Croft, I need you to come down and record the commercial for that. And I just mentioned any of his clients. And Croft would say, is that today? And it was not. And he'd run downstairs. Oh, you got me, you got me. And then he'd walk literally past me. I get right back on the intercom. Ron Croft, why aren't you down here? Oh, geez. And he'd run back and do it again.
So.
Yeah, people are easy to fool sometimes. But that lady from Friday, she's in the...
Her name Chelsea?
I think that's
Courtney.
Courtney. Yeah,
we've had three emails already. You got to play the squares. I know you weren't here yesterday, but you got
to
replay.
I think we might have to.
Okay.
We have to clip her out. At the very least, play the ending. It may not be much of a build up, but play the ending of the squares. The last 2 or 3 minutes, if you could just give me that, we might roll back on that one. Right. Work's different now, though. We don't have intercoms anymore because you can't fool around like that. You can't do. I realized that the other day when I went into Fridays, I go talk to our promotions or our production guy, Paul. And Paul is a hulk of a human being. He's an imposing figure of a man. He used to be. You remember the Phoenix Coyotes? They were a team that used to be in town. They've since moved on.
He's our Andre the Giant.
He is our Andre the Giant. He was the big voice for the in-house in the Coyotes games. goal scored. That guy. All rise for the, but Paul always has like something to tell you. And it's usually uncomfortable. So I go in there and I always know, here's the clue when Paul Sura is about to be incredibly inappropriate. You go into his studio and before you even like get both your feet across the threshold, he goes, shut the door, shut the door. You know it's about
and
to
it's
get
sealed.
It's about to get weird. And so he did it. No, come on in, shut the door. I'm like, okay, so I shut the door. Just assuming I'm shutting the door because we're going to record some stuff. So I'm in there for a second. And he says something to me that made me think about an OnlyFans page. And I didn't know what it was. And I don't know how it works. I don't like OnlyFans scares me. Like it's just weird. It's like peeping in windows. I find it odd. But it's, you know, you do it all you want. I mean, same thing as porn. It's just kind of more personal, I guess. You can chat with them. I learned that Friday. And he started to talk about something. And I realized how different, like things, not everything's changed to the point where we're all like, oh, the world's so different. But this particular instance has changed. I don't think your dad and another coworker and my dad, even my dad and another coworker have ever had the conversation I had with Paul the other day that said, I finally found this chick I like to watch because her husband shuts up the whole time. I texted him. I said, hey, I want to thank you guys. You're like, it's really fun to watch you two because you're a silent and she says all the right things. I don't need some guy talking about his dick. I'm like, huh, okay. Yeah, and they're like really fun to watch. Okay. And it just dawned on me right there. You know, my dad never sat in his, come here for a second, come in my office. You know what I like to do? I like to watch other people on TV. And I found these two fun people. Yeah, she's great. She gets it done. She didn't know. Look, let's just get to the rat killing. I don't need you two chatting. Like,
the equivalent back in the day might have been talking about Playboy Centerfold.
Maybe,
or something.
Something. But boy, it's taken a turn. And I sat back and enjoyed the conversation. It wasn't like it was putting me off. And as I left the room, I'm like, that didn't used to happen at work ever. In the safest that work has become, the environment that is so sterile in most workplaces, these are the conversations that are like, all right, you sit down with another and totally comfortable. And then I just started to laugh thinking of Torp. You know what I like to do? Hey, come in here for a second, Bob. Shut the door. I don't think Torp ever knew. Hey, Bob, come in here for a second. Shut the door. You know what I was doing the other day? I was watching two people, or Herger, and oh, boy, was she good. And I like it because the guy kept his mouth shut. I don't like when a guy gets
He's
too
quiet.
He gets so lippy, you see.
Yeah, anyway, that yeah, never happened.
That didn't happen. He kept that quiet.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Your dad wasn't it like the OnlyFans guy?
No, I mean, I'm as clueless in OnlyFans.
No, I'm saying even, yeah, like you wouldn't, even if he, even if it was around.
Whatever that was happening. I get, you know, it, like I said, it would be a film. Hey, I saw that deep throat.
Yeah, right. I get one of those home movie makers there, you know? Yeah, you saw that deep throat.
It's something I enjoy.
Hey, that lady. And then behind the green door, and I didn't even know a woman could do that with her feet. But there it was, and I really enjoyed it, because, you know, the guys kept their mouths closed. And Paul, but the crazy thing is that you can watch that, and then, like, fire off a letter going, hey, I just want to let you know I really appreciate what I just saw. And those people are like, great, see you.
And they get it direct.
Oh, yeah, it's like they're there. Well,
it's
they
like
get
you'd,
it.
You'd write a letter to a star.
No, Brady, you're missing one point. They'll do it for you. You'll go online and go, what are you guys up to?
Oh, that's right.
And you can make them do it right there for you if you want.
Hear all them coins going off in the background.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sounds like you're playing Mario Bros.
Hey, great work. Excellent today, guys. Nice job. See you tomorrow.
It's direct fan mail with instructions.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hysterical. Like, the conversation was, and we were so, like, nonchalant about it. And then at the end, I'm like, do you think our dads ever had a conversation like this at work? And the jolly Paul Shum. Nope. No f-ing way. Maybe my dad. But yeah, Paul was, it was, I was dying. Because, I mean, then I started to think about how weird it is on OnlyFans. I didn't know there as a live component. Did you?
No.
I didn't know that was a thing. Like you can hit them up and they'll just start doing stuff.
So and they have scheduled times they're on live?
No,
or?
Like you just thought now. They're just like, it's. I think it's just you're like one of their fans. And sometimes they do stuff and you just find them. And then sometimes you
can. Isn't that the reason why they go on?
A lot of the times, stuff, yeah.
Because it's not like it's the 24-hour cam, like the Jenny cam.
Now, I don't want to know, and I know people are going to start emailing me, and I'm fine with that. But evidently, there'll be like a live video, and then you're just in the room going, why don't you shove that in there? And they're like, oh, the lamp? And they're like, yeah, go ahead with the lamp. And they're like, okay, that's going to. And then they take the lamp, and they shove it in something, and then everybody rejoices. And then you watch
now guys. Box it up and send it to me.
Maybe for a fee. I don't think they're above that. And they're like, I don't know. I'm now realizing that I am, like, the porn world has decided to take steps that I just don't want to take. So that's the way Brady still likes imagination and Sears catalogs, and that's what you grew up on, so that's what you like. You never got into the porn thing. My world became porn and internet stuff, and I'm just dropping it off right there because OnlyFans, it's too personal. I don't need that to, I don't want to get to know anyone. Ugh.
I pull out old Montgomery Ward.
Yeah. Well, they used to have a pretty significant 5 to 6 page section of women and bras. I'm not an idiot. I know your style. I just didn't, it didn't get me. Those look like moms to me, and I couldn't, ugh. Even as a kid, I knew not to beat off to moms. They have STDs named Braden or Hayden or something. Yeah, it was just weird because those conversations just shouldn't happen anywhere. That used to be like, there used to be some sort of shame in it.
So I take it OnlyFans gets a piece of that action, too. Like how it trickles down.
No.
It would have to.
I don't know.
And they set up their like Shopify account there to make the transaction.
Yeah,
it's like setting up.
I wish I knew that a little bit. I just don't want to get into it. That's something that's too. I don't know. I like my.
It's too personal.
Yeah, I like mine to be like kind of quiet. I don't want to be in a room like. Where you can see there's 32 people in here. And then when I'm done, you can just watch it drop down like 26. And then my whole thing would be competitive. Like, I want to be the last one in the room. Everybody else is done.
And if I'm you've still been doing going. It for a year and there's still two or three when you go live.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. And I
shut her down.
I've laughed about this with a friend of mine who had an ex-girlfriend do it. And we've talked about this. And he kept checking in on her page. And she was doing, like, discounts, and, like she's the Walmart. Like, the little happy face would fall, and she'd do specials, and, like, $2 if you sign up now. $2.
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, I mean, $2. And I get to she quit soon after. Like, she tried 7, and there were, like, she had 12 people take a look, and then it jumped down to, like, 4.
Like dollar store or
yeah,
something?
She was, I mean, yeah, she was like
Kmart. And you gotta be supportive. You're the boyfriend.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He was the ex, so he was mad about it. But he would have supported it, like, gladly. It was, if you're not making any money at it, and it's just a hobby you enjoy, it's embarrassing. Like, you gotta get paid, for God's sakes. It's just weird. Anyway. But I just didn't, that conversation shouldn't have happened at work. And it did.
That guy makes it from Brett's video on Friday, last Friday, that we made Jeff Dye watch. Was it Friday or Thursday?
The dude that pooped and had the poop dinner? Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to make a fortune if that's an OnlyFans thing, but whatever. By the way, I like what's going on in Surprise. Remember, what was that, 15 or 16 years, maybe even 20 years ago now, it was pretty close to that, when we had the baseline rapist and the the random shooter guys that were running around. And the city was like, ooh, is this horrifying? Like, when is it good? We got another one. Except we got them, finally, before it got out of hand. 8 businesses damaged in surprise. The croc bandit has been caught. Surprise, you can rest easy now. And that's a big one in surprise, because everybody in surprise, as far as I know, is over the age of 70. So there's probably a lot of people in crocs. He was blending in. But what I do like about it was the croc bandit. We knew him because all the surveillance photos had him in crocs. Anyone wearing crocs should still be like, we don't have it for sure. He's not been convicted. So if any
guilty,
you're guilty immediately. I think you should be arrested if you're in crocs while the city quivers and cowers in fear of the croc bandit.
Time.
Absolutely. You should be out of society completely. If you're in public and in crocs, you should be arrested for just in case you're the backup to the croc bandit. We got the wrong guy. So just a warning to you today as you slip on your Swiss cheese shoes and you don't realize that you're the world's biggest idiot, then by all means, damn it, the cops should haul you off and go, hey, we did arrest the croc bandit, but he hasn't been convicted of anything. We might have the wrong guy, and you're wearing his uniform. So it's like walking around dressed like Bin Laden. Immediately, I'm curious that why
they identified me through my bumblebee gibbets. I think that's what it's called.
Those
gibbets,
stupid things. If you're a man and you've got those, don't even wait to get arrested. Just walk right off the bridge over at Tempe Town Lake with rocks in your pockets. There is no reason for you to be around anymore.
Crocs made a little pivot. They got a new shoe out. Those Hey Dudes.
Okay,
everyone are getting.
You need to stop paying attention to them so much. It's been a 15-year fight for me to keep you out of those. You've been dying to wear them. Brady's argument used
to be, got some.
My dad says they're super comfy.
It's because your dad's 80. He doesn't care anymore. Stop it. We were looking at the kiosk of those Swiss cheese awful green sandals, and Brady had one in his hand.
Got these in an 8 wide.
No, sir, we don't, but they'll stretch.
I'm getting them.
No, and I put a stop to it. Then you got the flip-flops. I'm like, all right, you're still giving Crocs, and now you're looking around at the Hey Dudes. Stay away from the Crocs.
Just looking, John.
Don't look anymore. Stop. That's the problem we're having. I'm saving you from yourself. And now that the Croc Bandit's out there, you should be in jail. If you wear Crocs outside with this guy wandering around stealing from people, I was at AJ's that time. It was 2003. Walking around, and there was a guy inside AJ's with a long black beard, a turban, and a robe on. And he couldn't have looked more like Bin Laden if he was trying on Halloween. And I just thought to myself, you want someone to start this fight. You're doing this on purpose. This isn't religious. This is, you're trying to make me say something. Nobody hung on to the Hitler mustache after Hitler. Nobody said, well, I had it first. So what? He wrecked it. Bin Laden beard, full look. Somehow or another, that became like the look of the hipster right after 9/11. We should be against the whole Bin Laden look. Any religion that doesn't change their look after Bin Laden does what he did, liked it.
It's a fine line between ZZ Top and Bin Laden.
Right, I mean, but if ZZ Top came out now, the hipsters, well, I don't know how that happened, but if you had a group, if ZZ Top had Hitler mustaches, everybody like, we can't like them. No matter, Sharp Dressed Man wouldn't have been a hit at all if they had Hitler mustaches instead of the beard. Somehow or another.
An underground hit.
Bin Laden's look, nobody, people are still doing it. I can't respect that. It's like wearing a O.J. Simpson jersey. You just don't do it anymore. You might have been a huge fan when you were a kid. Just go, I liked him before all the stuff. You can't wear the jersey.
Well, some do.
But the one dude at our Super Bowl party, yep. Chris did, and the black guy inside the bar was mad at him. And I'm like, of all the people in this room to be mad at him, I'd have figured it wouldn't be you. I'd have thought you'd have been like, yeah. He's like, no way, man. Can't wear that around. And he knows. So the Crocs, the Hitler mustache, and Bin Laden outfits, and O.J. Simpson. Those are the 4 worst things you can wear in the world. In that order, Crocs, Hitler mustache, Bin Laden stuff, O.J. Simpson. In that order, Crocs the worst. I'd rather you grow a Hitler mustache than ever wear Crocs. Brady, if you're thinking about it, Hitler up. At least it's kind of funny for a day.
That thought has left a while ago.
You're not going to do the Hitler mustache or the Crocs?
Both.
Yeah, don't.
But the Crocs, were first.
Well, okay, but if you're looking at Crocs online, shaving a Hitler mustache and just realize this is the third worst thing I could be doing. I could have... Well, actually, it's second. I'll put Hitler ahead of Bin Laden. It's close. It's a tight one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Crocs, Hitler, Bin Laden, OJ. If anybody wandered in an OJ Simpson jersey, you would never go, well, he was a fan for years. You just, like, you can't wear that. Stop it. What are you doing? You're trying to piss people off. I can't respect it. Crocs are worse. You came into the OJ thing, I'd be like, ugh. You seen Ed? He's wearing Crocs. Like, it wouldn't even bother me about the OJ thing. If I was seeing two guys standing next to each other, I would say, look at that asshole. And Brady would go, the guy in the OJ thing? No, the one next to him in the Crocs. What a dick. He's a bad dude. At least the OJ jersey might be kind of funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness. Holmberg's morning sickness.
And I don't know if you saw this, and I started thinking it might have been you taking your extra day. There's a lady in the UK that just found out that the guy she was talking to online isn't Robert De Niro.
Took her a while.
She was showing her, the video was out. I watched it on Sunday night, on my waiting for the plane. And I was laughing because it's in England. And she goes, I've been texting Robert De Niro. She got that cute kind of Irishy English thing. And her daughter's like, Mom, that's not Robert De Niro. And looking on the thing, and she's
sending me pictures. You're an idiot.
And she's looking up, and she goes, Robert De Niro's not texting you. And sure enough, she was like months into a relationship with the fake Robert De Niro. And I thought, wow, Brett's been moonlighting.
I don't know. It might be me. You want to see a picture?
How much money did you get from her?
See if I can rustle up. Well, I think that was the... Another lady got scammed online, same article, by these... She bought two iPhones for $1,000.
Two brand new iPhones for $1,000?
When they showed up, they were made of clay.
Nice!
And I'm like, man. The dude had made little clay ones.
Replicas?
Sent pictures. Nothing about these was exact. And you'd see the picture, and you're like, come on. And they showed up, and the back of them is like Adobe. It's like just awful.
I got duped.
Wait a minute. You sent someone $1,000 for two iPhones. You've never met them. There's iPhone stores everywhere. You had $1,000. You can get an iPhone. You wanted two. You got the clay ones.
Well, I didn't know.
I did. The second I heard, I asked a guy for two iPhones for $1,000, and I got them in the mail.
They're the new ones with the ceramic backs.
You can buy things on Pinterest, you know.
Right. Clay, art objects, things like that. He made those at home. It makes me wish I had that part of my brain to want to scam the elderly or dumb people. Because I think I can make a fake iPhone and sell it to a couple of dummies. It's just not valuable enough. Like, it would have to be something really good. You know? I've fallen for a Super Bowl scam, but, I mean, that makes sense. You could get a little emotional.
A couple of guys, back when they were buying the iPads, too, and they'd put a weight in it. You know, you get the box.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in there.
It's heavy, but then it's just, they just had the box. Hilarious. But two clay iPhones, you don't go to the news with that. You just learn your lesson. Those are like,
chalk it up.
Don't go all Jen Gardner downstairs and call Channel 3 and get your money back for every single thing that's ever gone wrong.
Got to meet Gary Harper.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. One of our sales ladies tried to take her kids to Hurricane Harbor, and it was raining, and they said, we're closed. You're an idiot. And she's like,
I want my money back.
No. And then she called the news and got her money back. And we've been teasing her every single second we can. But sometimes you just take your lumps, you know. You ordered two phones. They show up in their clay. you just eat that. You eat it, and you realize, I went online. I talked to a guy I've never met before who had no credentials.
I'd be too embarrassed to.
Me too. You know, I don't want to put my name on dumb. I mean, I'm already stupid enough. I don't.
I
need
got
to
a couple
prove
of
it.
Those items.
You have clay
Nothing,
phones?
No, not clay phones. Oh. I bought a thing that looked like it. Helps, like if you're on the plane, you put your phone up, it magnifies your plane to a...
It magnifies your phone, not your plane.
The phone screen.
Right, we got it.
12 by 12.
So like a little projector type
thing? Magnifying glass.
Yeah. Well, it came in a cardboard thing, and it was just a magnifying glass.
You just bought a dumb thing. That's not getting duped by...
Well, the way they show it on the
commercial. Well, how much you spend on it?
That's just advertising.
Right. Like $30.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, that's just... Oh, I thought you got what you ordered. You just had it in your head. Sea monkeys. You just got sea monkeys.
Yeah.
You saw the picture, and you're like, this is going to happen.
This will look good.
No. When you bought the tack glasses... And you'll get fooled every once in a while.
Those were on purpose.
The other ones were on purpose, too. You remember the tack glasses? Big catch, though, was you could hammer them into the earth and they won't break. One swing of a hammer, we proved that wrong.
So but I never thought I was going to use the tack glasses as like, oh, this is going to be.
Right, but that's not getting duped. Yeah, you did. You were raving about them, which is why we made you bring them in to smash them with the hammer, because you wouldn't shut up about it. It changed your eyesight. You could see eagles from 48 million miles away.
It's no sauce moto, but...
No, those are just, I'm an idiot, I'm going to take a chance on some as seen on TV stuff.
Yeah.
A dude who's just Brett saying, I'll sell you two iPhones on OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah, how much? $1,000. It's twofer. Oh, awesome. And you get two balls of clay to make your own iPhones. Eat it. Eat that. Just, ooh, Jesus, that was dumb. You kind of know buyer beware when you get into the as seen on TV.
You get what you pay for, basically. Right. I mean,
Brett has his way of handling it if he got the two iPhones.
Well, if you're going to kill somebody after two clay phones.
I even think
Brett would be like, whoops. Well, I wouldn't even think Brett would order two iPhones on the side without getting to know the guy.
No.
Or actually having somebody vouch for it. So somebody, it's like my thing with the food truck. I need somebody who's going to be held accountable when this goes sideways.
Right.
I'm not just going to reach out. Brady loves the Ronco. You get online. Got to magnify your phone. By the way, your phone's not big enough to see?
Rest in peace. His birthday was last Friday.
What's it? Popeil? He's gone. What are you going to watch on your phone? That's the saddest thing in the world, by the way. I'm glad that didn't work.
Yeah.
Because you'd have been made fun of.
It was a long flight. I thought this would be perfect.
Terrible idea. Get a laptop.
Because it folds up like a little folder.
Have an iPad. Stop it. Nothing worse.
I didn't have that at the time.
Dude looking through. What do you mean you didn't have that at the time? They sell them everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but I did, you know.
Oh, you didn't want to buy one.
Yeah.
That makes, okay. You wanted to watch movies on your tiny phone and have it.
Like an iPad.
Like through, right? Like it's an iPad, which they sell, by the way. You can just have
$30.
This is why I got to keep you away from the Crocs. You'll do it. You bought a crystal ball for your iPhone to enlarge it.
Man, that commercial was awesome.
The fisheye lens on my iPhone so I can watch movies.
Kirby has an iPad. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's sitting next to you on the plane, probably.
I think it was just my flight.
Oh, okay. You went all by yourself somewhere.
Yeah, and I was, yeah.
Couldn't just take Kirby's iPad?
No.
Why?
She was heavy into the iPad at that time.
Well, Daddy's...
And I don't want to carry that bulky thing.
You wanted to carry a magnifying glass?
It folds up. Nice.
Grandpa, you are not talking to Robert De Niro.
I got an iPad thing. Well, it's like an iPad. It makes your... It's a magnifying glass for your little phone.
Ooh. It was from some website called Schlarper Image.
You were going to carry a retractable magnifying glass.
Yep.
Onto the plane with some sort of semblance of pride still remaining. The last thread of human pride. You were going to unfold that and watch your iPhone.
And I bought 15 more because I knew right when I'd open that up, people were like, that's cool. Yeah. You want one?
I thought you were going
to $45.
But maybe for 15 more, you put them all together and create like the Truman Show sky.
Do you still have this thing? I want to see this.
No, it's been dumped. That was years ago. It was probably six years ago.
That is close to the dumbest purchase of all time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Look how long it took me to talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of shame in that. That's funny, though. I like that because I would like to see someone on the plane doing that and really realize, wow, this guy.
Shame.
We got one.
Got shame.
Nope. What kind of number has his wife done on him?
I don't have any reason to be seen as human anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and...
You know, you can't see the phone? And you didn't want a laptop? You didn't want to carry that?
You want more?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's $30. But it was $30 because if I bought one...
You get another.
If I bought two...
Just pay separate handling and...
All you had to do is pay the
$7.95. Ronnie was going to... I didn't show it to Ronnie.
Yeah, you're going to get family pack of them.
Hey, got you a gift.
Was this it?
No.
That's a projector.
Nice. That's nice compared to this.
You can't, yeah, that's a projector. You fire your images onto a wall or something.
It was basically like a Mead paper folder.
Yeah.
It was so bad. I mean, they might have had $2 into this thing.
These are projectors, Brett. This actually
I thought that's what he was trying to do, was project his iPhone on
he was putting a piece of thick, gooey circus mirror glass in front of his iPhone.
iPad stand.
Yeah.
But that's a glass.
But in front of it was a magnifying glass to make the screen.
So you put your phone in the back of it.
Appear bigger.
And it makes 12 by 12 HD.
All right, you deserve it.
Yep. Wow. Pop. That's embarrassing. They call me the Jew. Let's go get an iPad. And then take it back, like a decent person afterwards.
This thing sucks.
Watch the movies and take it back.
You're not going to be able to send that back to China. It came from some.
No, not that stupid thing. I'm saying get an iPad and then take it back and say, I don't want this anymore. It's not meeting my needs. I think I'm going to get a laptop. Just use it. Or borrow. Oh, my goodness. That's embarrassing. You got a flight Friday.
Yeah.
You're not taking any.
I'm looking right now.
Are you just going straight through the old-fashioned magnifying glass now?
Yes,
just,
I got a just huge hold it up circle.
It's got a Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass.
Got a monocle in one eye and a magnifying glass in the other.
I'm just going to wear the headsets.
I don't see so great the tiny screens, but.
I'm just going to wear our Meta headsets we just got.
That's not a bad idea. Oh, that's you got to go wireless for that. I'm not sure. We have to do the Wi-Fi on the plane and hope that it holds up. But
yeah,
watching movies on that would be pretty great. And you of all people will write. You'll wake up naked. Like people will steal everything. You get so lost when there's just a screen in the room. You know, easy he'd be to rob. I thought about that the other day when you had a screen up, Brett, and it wasn't even moving, and he stared at it. I'm like, wallet. Just take it. He loves screens. You put that Meta on, you're gone. You'll wake up no clothes.
Trouble.
You'll have a Hitler mustache. We'll have shaved things. It's like the drunk kid that falls asleep. We're going to cover you up. And this guy's not worthy of a nomination of that, but they did arrest a guy Saturday here in Tempe. 22. He's 22 years old already. He's quit on life. 22 years old and just feels like, well, this is what I do. He was hiding his phone in the bathroom of the girl's toilet. By Kyrene and Guadalupe Roads. I don't know if that was a Walmart or it's a Tempe business. Witness found the phone. You know, didn't do a very good job hiding it. And police say that they searched the phone and found videos of two women starting last March. And it was going on all the way through till last weekend. So a whole year and 2 months of filming the same two ladies pooping and peeing and changing tampons and doing what women do in the bathroom. Think about it. That's what he's filming. He was booked in jail for surreptitious videotaping. That's a law we had to start because of people like this. It used to just be don't. And people were like, yeah, don't. He's been released, though, so he's out there. His name, once again, is Jason Romo.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
So if you know Jason Romo, hit him up today a little bit with the...
Get your bells out.
Yeah, sorry on the news there, Jason.
Shame.
What were you doing that for?
Shame.
And the odd part about the story is that...
Shame.
They found videos of two women starting last year. He's been video... Like, it
and
must be
the same two women?
Yeah, evidently. It's just
focusing
the two...
On?
Or he's just downloading the rest into a computer. And they also found a strange magnifying glass for the making. As the screen gets bigger,
nothing.
So he could see the poop coming out bigger,
HD.
But he was hot. He hid it in a ladies' room, and some lady after a year found it. Let me, as a representative of men, apologize to all women. You know what women never do, ever hide cameras and film us taking dumps. I got to say, that makes you the better of the two. Now, you can't play basketball worth a lick, but you're better in this regard. You've got us here. There's nothing worse than girls' basketball for the planet. But I think you really got us figured out there. I've never once, a woman arrested for hiding a camera in a men's room has never been a headline. And if it has, what a pig. She's the worst human alive.
Urinal cam.
In the history of man, you're the worst woman ever. It's never happened. And I think two reasons why. A, if you're good looking enough and you just said, hey, I want to watch you take a leak, you're invited. I'll send you the video. You don't even need to hide anything.
Idiot wants to see that.
I don't know. But at 22, you've already gone, this is the only way I'm going to see one without her pants on.
Get a rope.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. Jason Romo. You're in the news. Congratulations. You're famous. Like all your people of your age want
to
be.
Just, you don't have to use your phone. Just Google that and find your fetish on the
There's online. People peeing all over the internet. You want a live, OnlyFans version? They'll do that. Join OnlyFans and say, hey, will you go pee? I bet you'll find someone. You got us figured out. Ladies, you win this one in a big way. In a big way. Also, and I've got several people telling me this, that this either just happened this morning or yesterday late. Mr. Orange is out as well. He's out on bond right now. So keep that guy.
His outfit? Yeah,
keep the kids away.
Around town?
Yeah. Sun season's over. I don't know if he's going to Merck games or not. Not a lot of kids at that. But they'll occasionally drag a school out to the Mercury game. So he can't be alone. Just keep your eyes open. Crocs, Jason Romo, Mr. Orange. Those are today's three warnings. They should be up on the screen like an Amber Alert. Mr. Orange is out. Jason Romo's out.
Imagine that on those traffic billboards. Yeah. We're looking for a guy. Silver Alert. Wearing an orange leotard. Crocs.
It's all one.
Last scene.
Here's the thing about the phones, though, hidden in the bath. It's sort of like crabbing. You know, you go out in the water, you drop your pot. You leave, and you come back and fish it back up and see what you got. You see what you got. It's the same with bathroom phone. You put it in there. You go about your business. At the end of the day, you go and get it, and you see what you've recorded. Right?
I'm curious how the setup is. Because he already had some films. Obviously, some people sat down there not seeing
it. Got a year's worth. And it sounds like, because it just said Tempe business, that it might be his work, and there's only a couple of ladies in the office, and they're the ones that were going in and out. Because he said they only had two women, and it dated back to last March. So I don't know how many he had of the two women, but he's the only two ladies were on there. So it must be the two female coworkers, and he's like, I want to watch one of them take a dump a lot, every day.
It's disgusting.
I know.
They close the door, they lock it. And they see the phone, it's up on the
just masking
a dash cam thing.
And then just in crayon it says, for your safety.
Is that what that was?
Okay. Well, they care.
I don't like ever seeing a woman sitting on a toilet.
No.
It's proof that the whole thing is a...
Ruins it.
It ruins it. I've always said that. A woman's butt, to me... should be like one of those 40s, old mines by the Lost Dutchman. It's got two pieces of wood over it. It hasn't been functional in ages. It doesn't do what it used to. It's not.
Danger.
Danger. It doesn't. And you can go in there. Rarely, but you can go in there. But just in case there's still some remnants of what that thing used to do. But I don't want to know it's a functioning mine.
Explosive.
Yeah. I don't want to know that there's guys down in there and it's still blowing stuff up. I want that whole thing to. I want to assume it's shut down for its actual purpose, and I want to climb in it for fun. That's what I like to think of with a woman's bottom. I don't want to know that it works. If it works, you can take the boards off and get in there and just it's a functioning mine. This is gross. This is work now. I want to stumble across it with a pal. Hey, you want to go in?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay. It's going to be dangerous. It's dark. Small. Why, this thing hasn't been used properly in ages. I don't want to watch you actually poop or pee. That's your body's sewer unloading all of the stuff that will poison you if it keeps it. That's disgusting. Some guy's out there filming that. And it's not just one. There's a lot of them. We read about these way too much. way too much. You've got to, you finally found Brady's Mr.
Is that something like it or?
Mr. Big P. No, that's
even more elaborate.
That's only $10.
Well, I'm got getting hosed. That for the flight.
You know what? Instead, I remember that flight. I was on that flight with you, Brady.
It's kind of like that one.
Right there. Yeah. I remember. You know what you should do on your next flight? Screw this. You should just get a ViewMaster. Screw it.
Look at this. It was kind of like that, and it looked like that. It came over. It was cardboard.
Right, because it's the guy making it is laughing. You got a clay iPhone, too, by the way. Hilarious. Yeah, stop filming women pooping and peeing, though.
We should get on this one.
I do like the TV one.
The old Zenith.
Brady, don't buy that. That's a piece of garbage. That's a.
I can see the cardboard.
Yeah, it is cardboard,
it's a
too.
Shoe box that. With a sea monkey screen on the front of it. Don't.
But it's only $15.99.
That's way too much.
Look at it. You got to fold it to put it together and everything.
It's 13% off. You're not going to get this for cheaper ever.
Don't. That's what got you. One of the screens was a tiger. Because dumb people like tigers.
I could watch my Nat Geo on the plane.
Don't. Life of Pi is boring. You don't need to see it in your phony. That was one of those Eclipse shoebox things.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Stop it. Okay, so what did we learn? Crocs, Hitler, Osama, OJ outfits, automatic, like the worst people alive. Add number 5 in there. Guy with duct tape and a cell phone out in the ladies' room. He's number 5. And ladies, thank you for not filming us. We would enjoy it. If there was a camera in a bathroom and I saw it, you have no idea what kind of show I'd put on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would, not only that, I would. I'd be windmilling all up, peeing on it. I'd be dropping deuces on, then I'd clean it off. And the next thing, horrible. I'd let you watch every ounce of what you plan. I'd give you a show. Ladies, you're right to get grossed out. And all this said, I did say that ladies are better, their sports are horrible, just unwatchable, other than beach volleyball, unwatchable. But I will tell you this, that the Olympics right around the corner.
Starts on your birthday.
Does it start end of July? July 26th, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. They're in Paris, right around the corner, and the qualifying stuff been going on. And if you haven't started to root for, I mentioned the Hitler respect. Germany is my favorite of all time now because Alika Schmidt is a runner for Germany. She's about to be the world's greatest star. I don't know if she's fast, but she just qualified. I think they were a little worried about Alika Schmidt. I think they were a little worried about her not making it, but she qualified.
She's got to be on the team, it sounds like.
She's such a great athlete that they've named her world's sexiest athlete. That has everything to do with her abilities. It's nothing about how she... And she knows it, by the way. But Alika Schmidt.
Oh, please qualify.
She is qualified. She is going to Paris and the Olympics. And, just thumb around on that for a little bit and realize that you're going to be cheering. You're going to probably have a German flag hanging over your house. She's a sprinter, and I think she pole vaults. I don't know if she's a decathlete or something. 4x400 relay. She did it in the Bahamas over the weekend. She's a champion, and I think she's qualified, so she'll be in the Olympics. So even if she's a loser in the Olympics, we're going to be hearing a lot from her over the years. And I think if I was in the WNBA, I don't care how bad she is at basketball, can't be much worse than what's already out there. Oh, by all means.
Superstar.
Put her out on the court and start. You want season tickets to sell? Caitlin Clark's face ain't going to be the one doing it. Would you just look at this?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there's plenty of there we goes. She's an athlete, I'll tell you. I guarantee you that there's a spike in the Phoenix internet of Alika Schmidt right now.
Yeah, she's tall.
She's got a lot going on for her. Surprised Cliff Kingsbury isn't standing by her. Yeah. She's long. The Olympics right around the corner. Anyway, sorry. I digress. What do you got on the big board of musical treats? I just wanted to give you one piece of good information through all this nastiness that's going on.
All right, it is Wake Up Song Time. Of course, it's brought to you by Action Ride Shop. They got the raffles going on right now. Get in on those $500 beach cruisers for just a $5 entry, or you know, over a $10,000 Santa Cruz e-bike that they're giving away. And that's a $50 entry, but
I gotta get on that.
Just go to you can go into the store right over there on Gilbert Road and Southern. The boys will take care of you, or you can even do it online. So go to actionrideshop.com and get all over that.
Also, it's, like you said, snowed in Utah, and there's, I think this is the last weekend up there at Snow Bowl.
Yeah.
So you can still ski just a little bit longer. Just a little longer. Yeah. One more week of that, which is great. They'll take care of you for that. One more weekend.
On the list, Light the Torch, 10 years, Motionless and White, Avenged, Slipknot, Escape the Fate, Anthrax, Five Finger. Snot for your JSX flight. Pantera's Grace Southern Trendkill was released 28 years ago today. So they got Drag the Waters on there, Chevelle.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do the math on 28 years ago. Is that right?
I believe, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, we got to do that one then.
All right.
Pantera's 28 years ago. Drag the Waters is 28 years old. What a song, too. Get out of here. No way. I guess that makes sense. They weren't even around after that.
Well, they had one,
more, but they were done by then. That was 98? Maybe 2000? I can't get the time right.
Let's see.
96.
No, that's this one I'm talking about. The next one.
That was Revolution.
The last one. Before they all went crazy and couldn't be around Phil anymore. I think it was 99.
Reinventing the Steel, and that was...
But they'd kind of broken up by the time that
2000.
That was 2000. But they were done. They didn't tour that one, right? Or did they?
No, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that. Wow. All right. That screwed me up. I just made liver spots pop up somewhere on my body. Well done, Brett. Pantera. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday to Drag the Waters. This song's awesome. It's 98 KUPD. It's your wake 'em up.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.